Good afternoon.
Last month we looked at Genesis to understand that God had created marriage as something very good. Man's rebellion against God brought trouble into marriage. But in Christ, there is hope still for very good marriages. But not all are married. None of us started out married. Therefore, we must ask the question, where does being single fit with God's very good design of marriage? This sermon and the next will seek to answer that question. The Bible is not silent about being single. The culture of Bible times was different than ours. The circumstances were sometimes different. Their questions were not always the ones which we would ask. But the challenges were the same. And the Bible addresses these challenges. This topic is not just for those who are single. Both singles and married people need to understand the biblical perspective on being single. The single person needs to live right as a single. The married need to understand and relate correctly to singles. And all believers are part of the body of Christ. We all need to function as members of that body. Being married or single does not change that. Both messages will consider primarily 1 Corinthians 7.
这些信息主要集中在哥林多前书第七章。
This is the largest single passage dealing with marriage issues.
它是最大的讲论婚姻观点的章节。
Paul wrote 1 Corinthians after having received visitors from the church in Corinth.
在接待了来自哥林多教会的拜访者之后, 保罗写下了哥林多前书。
He wrote to correct problems which they reported.
他指正了他们所呈报的问题。
He also wrote to answer questions which the church had sent him. Chapter 7 begins the section in which Paul is answering their questions. Now we do not have the original question or questions. But we can guess what they might have been from his answers. I believe that Paul responds to two related questions in chapter 7.
我相信保罗在第七章里回答了两个相关的问题。
He responds to the first in verses 1 through 24.
他在1到24节里回答了第一个问题。
Based upon his answer, we can guess the question.
根据他的回答，我们可以推断出第一个问题。
Is it healthy to go without sex?
就是性是与人有益的吗?
Shouldn't people get married so that they can have sex properly?
是不是不结婚就能免淫乱的事?
Verses 25 to 40 answer the question to a different, contain the answer to a different but related question.
而25到40节则回答了另一个与前者不同但相互关联的问题。
Is it right or good to give your daughter away in marriage?
那就是使你的女儿保持单身这个观点正确吗?
Although there's an alternate way to understand this passage, I believe this is the best.
虽然也可以用其他方式来理解第七章，但我以为用以上的这些提问来查考本章内容是最好的方法。Now
throughout the whole chapter, there are references to being single.
在整个第七章里都提到了单身。
And instead of developing the chapter verse by verse, I want to look in the chapter at two conclusions which we can draw concerning being single.
我想从本章的两个结论开始查考，而不是逐节查。这两个结论使我们对单身有晋升的思考。
We first conclude that we should properly value both being married and being single.
第一个得出的结论是，我们应当正确评价已婚和未婚。
The second conclusion concerns the importance of living worthy of the gospel, whether married or single.
而第二个结论是关于圣洁生活的重要性，不管结婚或单身。
And that topic's for the next sermon.
这个话题我们会放在下一次的讲道中。
Today we'll only look at the first.
今天我们只看第一个。
Properly value both being married and being single.
正确的评价已婚和未婚。
There are two reasons why it is important to properly value both being married and being single.
有两个原因来说明为什么正确的评价已婚和未婚如此重要。
First, both are gifts from God.
首先，他们都是神的恩赐。
And second, both have certain advantages.
第二，他们各具优势。
Remember that God is in control.
请记住，神掌管万有。
He is working out what is best for his children.
他知道什么是对他儿女最好的。
And this is true both for the married and for the single person.
这对已婚者和未婚者来说都是确实的。
There is no such thing as a second-class child of God.
神平等对待每一个儿女。
Being married does not make you more blessed as a believer.
结婚并不表示作为信徒你得到的祝福更多。
Being single does not make you less blessed.
而单身也不意味着你的祝福少。
Neither is the reverse true.
反之也一样。
Being single is not more blessed.
单身不是多受了恩惠。
And being married is not less blessed.
结婚也不是少受了恩惠。
Two statements in 1 Corinthians 7 support this claim.
哥林多前书第七章里有两个声明支持了这一观点。
Look at verse 7.
请看第七节。I read it?
Yes, would you read that, please?
我愿意众人像我一样，只是个人领受神的恩赐，一个是这样，一个是那样。
Sometimes people talk about being gifted to live single.
有时人们论到单身是恩赐的说法。
And they often have this verse in mind.
他们常把这句经文牢记在心。
But that type of talk limits what this verse says.
但这种说法局限了这一节的本意。
Each man has his own gift from God. One has this gift and another has that.
经文说，只是个人领受神的恩赐，一个是这样，一个是那样。
In the context, this refers to the contrast of being single or being married.
在上下文中是指一个未婚和已婚的对比。
Each has his own gift from God.
每一个都有来自神的恩惠。
Being married is a gift from God.
结婚是神的恩赐。
Being single is a gift from God.
未婚也一样。
Both are gifts.
两者都是恩赐。
Proverbs 18:22 says this about marriage.
箴言十八章二十二节论到婚姻时说，
He who finds a wife finds a good thing and receives favor from the Lord.
得着贤妻的是得着好处，也是蒙了耶和华的恩惠。
Marriage is a gift of God.
所以说婚姻是神赐的礼物。
According to Paul, being single is also a gift from God.
根据保罗所说的，单身呢也是从神而来的礼物。
God favors some with singleness and favors others with marriage.
神恩赐给一些人单身生活，而恩赐给其他人婚姻生活。
Both marriage and being single are good things.
已婚和未婚都是美好的。
But are you willing to accept that?
你甘心接受这个观点吗？
Now I've heard the opposite from both married people and singles.
我从已婚者和未婚者那里听到过相反的论调。
And yes, there are challenges for both.
不错，两者都有挑战。
And Paul's not blind to these challenges.
保罗并非熟视无睹。
He acknowledges them in this chapter.
他在第七章也提到了他们。
There are temptations for the unmarried, as mentioned in verses 2 and 5.
在二节和五节里提到了未婚者所面对的引诱。
And there are troubles and concerns for the married.
在二十八、三十二、三十四节里保罗也提到了已婚者所面对的愁烦和挂虑。
Paul mentions these in verses 28,
32, 33, and 34. 是在7章的28节、32节和34节。
But these temptations and trials do not change the facts.
但这些引诱和试炼都无法改变真理。
Both being married and being single are gifts from God.
那就是已婚和未婚都是来自神的礼物。
It's the way that God favors His children at some stage of their lives.
在他们的一些人生阶段里，神以这样的方式来恩待他的儿女。
Look at the statement of verse 17.
请看17节里的观点。
Nevertheless, each one should retain the place in life that the Lord assigned to him and to which God has called him.
只要照主所分给个人的和神所召个人的而行。
In the context, Paul is dealing with a specific marriage situation.
在上下文里，保罗论述了一个具体的婚姻中的境况。
One partner is a believer and the other is not.
两人中只有一人是信徒。
Probably both had not been believers.
也可能刚开始两个都不是。
Then one believed in Christ and the other did not.
后来有一个信主了，而另一个没有信。
What should the Christian do?
那么基督徒当怎样行呢？
Paul gives this then as a general rule.
保罗给出了一条准则。
Stay in whatever situation you are in when you come to Christ.
门招时是什么身份，人要守住这身份。
Now this does not mean that the single person must remain single.
这不表示未婚者必须一直保持单身。
The slave can become free if he has the chance, verse 21.
在21节就说到，奴隶若能以自由，就求自由更好。
Paul means that our spiritual standing before God is not bettered by changing our circumstances.
保罗的意思是，我们在神面前的属灵身份，并不会因外界环境的变化而改变。Slave
or free, circumcised or uncircumcised, does not affect our spiritual status.
做奴仆的或自由的，受割礼的或未受割礼的，都不会影响我们在灵里的身份。
Neither does marriage affect our spiritual status.
婚姻也同样不会影响这种身份。
Paul emphasizes this when he writes that the Lord assigns the place in life which a person has.
当保罗写道是主安排了人的处境时，强调了这一点。
If you are married for the moment, God has assigned you that place.
如果此时你是已婚的，那就是神的安排。
If you are single for the moment, God has assigned you that place.
若此时你是未婚的, 也是神的安排。
If your spouse dies, God sovereignly has assigned that place to you.
若你是丧偶的, 同样是神大能的安排。
God is in control both of being single and being married.
单身和已婚的状态, 都是在神的掌控中。
Those who belong to God, who have received Christ as their Savior, have a loving Heavenly Father.
那些属神的,接受基督做救主的人,都有一位充满爱的天父。
He gives good things to His children.
他给儿女的都是美好的东西。
Both marriage and being single are good gifts from God.
婚姻和单身都是从神而来的美好恩惠。
He sovereignly assigns us our place in life.
他极好地安排我们的人生。
For this reason, it's important to value both being married and being single.
正是这个理由使正确评价已婚、未婚显为重要。
Do not despise the gift which God has given another.
不要轻视神给别人的礼物。
Do not covet the gift which God has given another.
也不要贪恋其他人得着的恩惠。
The married should not belittle someone who is single.
已婚的不应小看未婚的。
This happens, perhaps unintentionally, when a married person insists that a single person must get married.
这种现象可能会无意识地发生，比如一个单身的被一个已婚者逼婚。
That insistence presupposes a greater value to being married.
像这样的强求就含有抬高婚姻价值的倾向。
That's not true.
这是不对的。
Marriage is very good.
婚姻是好的。
God created that way.
是神所造的。
But God gives singleness to some as well.
但神所赐的单身状态也是好的。
And the married should not covet being single.
已婚的不应眼红未婚的。
It's strange.
这有点奇怪。
Married couples with children will covet the quiet time alone which they see singles have.
有孩子的夫妻会羡慕单身者所享受的安静时光。
But the constant aloneness is often what singles dislike.
但长久的孤独也总是单身者的痛。
I see some nods. Singles sometimes do not appreciate the lack of flexibility which married couples show.
而有时单身的也不喜欢已生夫妇流露出的紧张匆忙的节奏。
But fulfilling the commitment in marriage restricts your time.
但为了成就婚姻里的许诺，就需付上时间的代价。
God has put us in our present situations, whether married or single.
是神把我们摆放在各自的处境中，或结婚或未婚。
Both are gifts from God.
而他们都是神的恩惠。
Value it in your own situation.
要正确衡量自己的处境。
Value it in the other person as well.
也以这种态度衡量别人。
There's a second reason to properly value both marriage and being single.
这里有两个需要正确评价已婚和未婚的原因。
Paul explains that both have good reasons.
保罗解释到两者均有存在的合理性。
There are good reasons for marriage.
婚姻有存在的合理性。
First, marriage is something very good.
首先婚姻是美好的。
God established marriage as something very good.
是神设立了美好婚姻。
And you can listen to last month's sermon for details on that.
大家可以从上一次的讲道中了解更多的细节。
It was part of God's creation.
婚姻是神所造万物中的一部分。
And we can consider marriage as the normal condition.
我们可以把婚姻看为顺应天理。
Second, marriage offers help in resisting sexual temptation.
第二，婚姻帮助人们抵挡性诱惑。
This is Paul's point in verses 1 through 9.
这是保罗在一到九节里的观点。
He comes bluntly to the point in verse 9.
他在第九节中很直白地指出了与其欲火攻心不如嫁娶为妙的观点。
It's better to marry than to burn with passion.
Sorry. 与其欲火攻心不如嫁娶为妙。
Paul's not saying that sexual relations within marriage are a concession.
保罗并非说婚姻里的性关系是对上述观点的让步。
He says just the opposite.
恰恰相反。
Those who are married should not refrain from sexual relations except only briefly by mutual consent for prayer.
那些已婚者不应回避性关系，除非是为了暂时的祷告，而且两厢情愿。
In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, it says that marriage should be honored and the marriage bed is pure.
在希伯来书十三章四节说到，婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽。
God approves of a proper sex life in marriage.
神喜悦在婚姻里合宜的性生活。
And a proper physical relationship within marriage helps resist temptation against sinful activity.
在婚姻里合宜的性关系可以帮助抵挡罪的引诱。
There are good and acceptable reasons to marry.
嫁娶是合情合理的。
And it's wrong in general to forbid marriage.
禁止婚姻则是错误的。
Paul warned Timothy that some professing Christians would stop believing the Bible.
保罗警告提摩太，有一些假冒伪善的基督徒会远离圣经。
They would teach wrong things.
他们会做假教导。
Their teaching would come from demons.
而他们的教导是出于魔鬼。
Among other things, they would forbid people to marry.
在教导中，他们禁止人结婚。
But marriage is good and acceptable.
婚姻是合乎情理的。
Therefore, we should value it.
所以应当正确评价。
But being single also has good reasons.
单身也是好的。
In this passage, Paul refers to three such reasons.
保罗在此章提出了三个理由。
First, the Corinthians were faced with some sort of difficult circumstances.
第一，哥林多教会的人正面临艰难的困境。
In verse 26, Paul calls it the present crisis.
保罗在二十六节里称其为现今的艰难。
Interpreters of the Bible generally understand this crisis in one of two ways.
解经者们对此处所论的艰难有两种理解。
Some think of it as the general pressure upon Christians living in a spiritually hostile world.
一些人认为这是指基督徒在灵命堕落的世界所承受的普遍压力。
Others suggest that something unusual was about to happen to the Corinthians.
其他人则认为是有一些不寻常的事正发生在哥林多人身上。
We don't know what it was.
我们也不知道是什么。
Paul advises that singleness would be better.
保罗建议单身更好。
He also advises not investing time in trying to get married.
他也劝告不要把时间花在对婚姻的追求上。
If we imagine different types of crises, we can understand his counsel.
如果我们能想到各种不同的危机，就会理解他的劝告了。
Persecution would obviously put pressure on marriages.
比如婚姻因着逼迫会承受压力。
But there are other pressures as well.
但也有其他压力。
War has often strained marriages.
如战争也使婚姻承受压力。
Financial debt often strains marriages.
又或拮据的经济状况也会使婚姻产生压力。
Paul saw that it would be an advantage to stay single during the strain, during the crisis that was impending.
保罗认为在日益逼近的艰难中保持独身大有益处。
We read a second reason to remain single in verses 32-35.
在32-35节里，我们会读到保持单身的第二个原因。
The single person has less concerns.
未婚者挂虑少。
His or her interests are not divided.
做事不分心。
A married person is rightly concerned about pleasing their spouse.
而已婚者思虑的是取悦自己的配偶。
There are God-given responsibilities within marriage.
这是神在婚姻里给予的责任。
And a married person should not neglect them.
已婚者不应忽略此类责任。
But this means that there's less time for other things.
但这就意味着没有太多时间干别的事了。
Paul could dedicate himself totally to the Lord.
保罗是全身心地将自己献给神。
His devotion to the Lord was undivided.
他殷勤服侍主。
A married man cannot devote himself to the Lord in the same way.
而已婚者则无法全身心地侍奉神。
He must love his wife as Christ loves the church.
他必须爱自己的妻子，如同基督爱教会一样。
This is right and good.
这是合宜的。
But he then has less time for other ministry.
只是在其他侍奉上就没有太多时间了。
A wife is to be a helper for her husband.
妻子是丈夫的帮手。
This is right and good.
这也是合宜的。
But she also then has less time and less energy to minister in other ways.
但她也会在其他侍奉上，时间和精力都不济了。
Being single frees a person from such concerns.
而单身就使人一无挂虑了。
A single person has more time and energy than a married person to devote to the Lord.
未婚者比已婚者有更多的时间和精力来服侍主。
A third reason to remain single is implied in verse 39.
三十九节暗示了保持独身的第三个原因。
A widow is free to remarry.
寡妇可以再嫁。
But Paul says that it must be in the Lord.
但保罗说要嫁这在主里面的人。
She may only marry a believer.
她当嫁给信徒。
If that is not possible, she is to remain unmarried.
如果找不到就保持单身。
A believer should remain unmarried if there is no option to marry a believer.
如果找不到主里的信徒，这个信徒都就应当不嫁不娶。
Paul explains the reasons for this in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 14 through 18.
保罗在哥林多后书六章十四到十八节里对此做了解释。
Do not be yoked together with unbelievers.
你们和不信的原不配，不要同负一轭。
A believer and an unbeliever do not share in common the most important things.
信徒和非信徒在最重要的信仰价值观上没有共同语言。
Paul compares it to light and darkness.
保罗把此比作光明与黑暗。
A child of God has priorities which pleases God.
神的儿女晓得蒙神喜悦的优先次序。
A child of God seeks God's wisdom in making decisions.
神的儿女在做决定时也寻求神的智慧。
A child of God takes pleasure in that which pleases God.
神的儿女只做蒙神喜悦的事。
A child of God will follow Jesus Christ.
神的儿女跟随耶稣基督的道。
An unbeliever follows a different path.
而不信神的则随从别道。
It's a very good reason to remain single.
如果找不到一个可以与之结婚的信徒，以上。
If there's no option to marry a believer.
以上就是保持单身的好理由。
These are good reasons to remain single.
这些是保持单身的正当理由。
That makes being single for the right reasons something good.
并且使单身成为美好。
We can and should value marriage and being single as good.
我们能够也应当对结婚和未婚做出正确评价。
If God said that it was not good for man to be alone, why is it now good to be single?
如果神曾说那人独居不好，为什么现在又说单身是好的呢？
We find the answer to that question in the reasons we've just examined.
我们可以从刚才观察到的原因中找到答案。
The conditions which make being single good did not exist when God created Adam and Eve.
使单身成为美好的外界条件，当时并不存在于神造亚当夏娃之时。
When God created Adam and Eve, it was a perfect world.
当神造亚当夏娃时，世界是完美的。
There were no crises.
那时没有危机。
God placed them in a beautiful, perfect garden.
神把二人安置在一个漂亮完美的园子里。
There was not even any weeds or thorns.
那里甚至没有杂草和荆棘。
When God created Adam and Eve, it was a perfect world without sin.
当神造亚当夏娃时，世界完美无瑕疵。
There were no divided allegiances.
人对神忠心不二。
Sinless mankind could together serve God and enjoy God wholeheartedly.
清洁无罪的人全身心地侍奉神和享受神的同在。
But when sin entered the world, those things changed.
但当罪进入世界后，事情就发生变化。
God cursed the earth and Adam and Eve because of their sin.
神因着他们的罪咒诅地以及亚当和夏娃。
Although marriage remained God's norm for a man and a woman, there were now good reasons not to marry.
虽然婚姻仍保留了神所定的一男一女、一夫一妻的准则，但却也有了不结婚的正当理由。
God had to regulate the behavior of men in marriage because of the hardness of their hearts.
由于人心刚硬，神不得不对婚姻中人们的行为进行管束。
Out of their hearts come all sorts of evil things.
因为出于人心的是各样的诡诈。
As a result, it's possible to marry for the wrong reasons.
其结果很有可能使结婚是出于不正当理由。
And it's possible to be single for the wrong reasons.
单身也是出于不正当理由。
Just as men and women need a heart change in marriage, they need a change of heart in being single.
正如在婚姻里男女都要有心意的更新一样，单身者也需要这样的更新。
People need a changed heart in how they perceive marriage and singleness.
而众人同样要用更新的心意来看待已婚和未婚。
God offers to make the change that's needed.
神供应人这样的更新。
Jesus Christ can change hearts.
耶稣基督能改变人心。
He will replace hearts that are hard with hearts that are soft.
他将实心换成肉心。
He gives his spirit to guide and help.
他赐下圣灵来引导和帮助人。
And he gives wisdom and understanding.
他也赐人智慧和认知。
Every person is born in rebellion against God.
每一个人生来就悖逆神。
By nature, we will look at marriage and singleness in a contorted way.
因着本性，我们以扭曲的方式看待婚姻和单身。
God offers hope for a very good marriage.
神为美好的婚姻赐下盼望。
He also offers hope for those who are single.
也为单身者赐下盼望。
The basic problem is not being married or single.
问题的根本不在乎结婚与否。
The basic problem is our separation from God.
问题的根本在于我们和神的隔绝。
Remember the shame that Adam and Eve experienced.
请牢记亚当夏娃经历过的羞愧。
They hid themselves from God.
他们在神面前隐藏自己。
They had brought shame upon themselves and dishonored their Creator God.
他们自取其辱，并亏负了造物主。
But God sent His Son, Jesus Christ.
但神差了他的儿子耶稣基督。
He lived a perfect life.
他的生命完美无瑕。
He was totally pleasing to his father.
他全然得蒙父的喜悦。
He took our punishment.
他担当了我们的刑罚。
He bore our shame.
背负我们的羞愧。
If you are not a child of God, you must turn from rebelling against God.
如果你还不是神的儿女，你务要转离恶道。
You need to come to God through Jesus Christ.
你要借着耶稣基督归向神。
Acknowledge your need and ask for forgiveness.
认识到你的需要并恳求饶恕。
This is the only true hope for living victoriously in marriage or as a single.
只有这唯一确实的盼望可以使人在婚姻或单身中过得胜的生活。
You can truly value both marriage and being single when God has given you a new heart.
当神给你一颗新心时，你就能够对结婚或未婚有一个正确的评价。
He gives us a fresh way of thinking and transforms our lives.
他赐我们全新的思考方式，并改变我们的生命。
Being in Christ is very good, whether married or single.
无论结婚与否，只要活在基督里就是美好的。